Review, Dan, Neil, Sean, after Liverpool 0, Crystal Palace 1. We all know what unfolded. Sean, where to start? Alisson's back in, so we'll do that in terms of Liverpool. Endo, maybe a bit of a surprise, I think, given how he's looked in the last few games. Also, there's a question that the manager raised post-match around the legs of McAllister. So Endo in the 6, McAllister right-sided 8, goes on to create a bit of a problem for us, I think, in a couple of different ways. And it's also because of what Palace do and how they set up. So Statsman has them in a 5-4-1 with Lerma playing left centre-back, Nathaniel Klein right centre-back. But I think all game, Liverpool just don't get to grips with what Palace do with Tarik Mitchell and what they do down that side, particularly in terms of how they set up and leave him really, really high. And ultimately, it's a case of make do amend or try to fix what I think you can argue again is maybe, I wouldn't say a questionable lineup from the manager. It's probably as strong as he can go in loads of different ways, but it's one where he's picking the bones out of it again today, saying maybe, is there a way in which I could have done it different, you'd imagine.
Yeah, there's always the consideration of what you would do and what you want them to do, and then realistically what you think the manager's likely to do. So, look, of course, before the match, I was in the mindset of go 4-4-2 and do various things with the selection, but still, I never expected him to do that. You always expect him to go sort of 4-3-3 and stick to his more traditional way of playing with and without the ball. So on that basis, you then look at the selection, and I think, I don't know whether Liverpool might be doing this deliberately because of teams being leaked in the mornings and things like that, but over the last few weeks, the teams that seem to be getting leaked and thrown around a bit are more and more dissimilar to the actual 11 that then gets named. We're not talking like just one position being different, there's multiple. Mm. So I don't know if there's a 3 Mickeys being thrown there, which wouldn't be a bad thing if that is what they're doing. In terms of the lineup, I was extremely surprised. I wasn't surprised at all by the back 5. Because Konate played Thursday night, I did have it in the back of my mind that they might fancy Kwanzaa at centre-back, whether that be the manager thinks he's ahead of Konate in the pecking order, which obviously now appears not to be the case, where they thought he might be a bit better on the ball than Konate in a fixture where you're going to dominate possession. But ahead of that, I wasn't expecting to see Endo again after Thursday night. I think there was a feeling that, not that his race is run, just maybe form and everything, you just sit him out a bit, wrap him up in cotton wool, maybe get him to go again at Atlanta. And then you can make a case for whatever you want ahead of that, really. Mm.